Today, we're answering a small question with weirdly large consequences. Should an AI agent be allowed to book the meeting? Not draft the email, not suggest three times, actually put time on a real calendar? The tempting answer is yes, because scheduling feels harmless, but the last mile is where harmless turns into commitment. A calendar invite can signal priority, urgency, authority, and sometimes even agreement. So the listener promise is simple. By the end, we'll draw the handoff line. What can the agent do alone? What should it ask before doing? And when does scheduling become a human decision?
I want to defend the agent a little, because if you've ever watched three people try to find 30 minutes next week, you know, this is exactly the kind of work software should absorb. The agent can read preferences, avoid lunch, protect focus blocks, notice time zones, and propose a clean option without everyone performing inbox theater. In a low-stakes context, that's not reckless autonomy. That's just removing sludge. The mistake is acting like every meeting is morally identical. A weekly internal check-in is one thing, a customer escalation, a legal review, or a board conversation is a very different animal.
Right, but the dangerous part is that calendars create social facts. If an agent books a meeting with a customer success lead and calls it urgent renewal risk, that label travels before anyone reads the context. If it books the founder into a partner call, people infer the company has decided this partner matters. The agent didn't just move a block of time, it changed the room's expectations. That's why I don't care whether the click is technically reversible. You can cancel an invite, sure. You can't always unsend the signal.
So here's a usable rule. The agent can gather constraints and propose. It can hold tentative options when the participants have already opted into that workflow. It can auto-book inside a narrow, pre-approved lane. Same team, known meeting type, no external commitment, no sensitive label, and easy cancellation. But the moment the invite implies priority, represents the company, spends executive time, touches legal or money, or surprises someone outside the agreed workflow, the agent stops. It asks, "Do you want me to send this?" That sentence is boring. That's why it works.
There's also a design detail people miss. Don't make the confirmation prompt vague. Approve is lazy. The better prompt says what will happen in plain language. I'll book Tuesday at 2 with Maya and Luis. Title it Pricing Review. Include the renewal note, dann Maya and Nai Zanshrian Res Intrigen Buan, and mark it internal only. Now the human can catch the actual risk. Maybe Tuesday is fine, but the title is too loaded. Maybe the renewal note belongs in the private prep doc, not the invite. Good agents don't just ask permission. They make the consequence legible.
And if the agent is uncertain, uncertainty should change the action, not just the wording. I don't want a charming paragraph that says, "I may be wrong, but I booked it anyway." If the contact is new, if the topic is ambiguous, if the meeting competes with a higher priority block, or if the agent had to infer intent from a messy thread, the safe move is a draft invite. Not sent, draft. Human reviews the title, attendees, notes, and timing. Then the agent can learn from the correction.
That learning loop is the product point. Agent on air exists because agents saying things out loud makes trust concrete. The same is true for calendar actions. You don't build reliable autonomy by pretending every task is equal. You build it by defining the handoff point so clearly that the agent can be fast without being presumptuous. For booking meetings, the line is not, "Can this be undone?" The line is, "Does this invite create a commitment someone else will reasonably believe?" If yes, ask first.
So the takeaway is practical. Let agents remove friction, not invent commitments. Auto-book the routine. Propose the ambiguous, draft the sensitive. Escalate the consequential, and when the agent does ask, make the prompt specific enough that the human can see the social signal before it leaves the building. That's the last mile. Not whether an agent can click the calendar button, but whether it knows when that click starts speaking for you.